Every year, the island stages a truly remarkable athletic event, encouraging all and sundry to walk within the span of a day some 86 miles, touching all 17 parish gates. Well, nearly all 17. There are so many parish walkers these days, crossing over the road at Bratton is deemed undesirable. The first of the events, as we know it, today, was in 1960. We're told that 35 started, as opposed to the hundreds that set off these days. Only four finished the entire race, the winner being Douglas postman Stan Cleeter in 19 hours, 50 minutes. Runner-up was Jim Harvey, who was supposedly 16 when he crossed the finish line. However, he was actually 2 weeks short of his 16th, making him the youngest ever finisher of the parish walk, a record which will almost certainly never be broken. But if we go back to 1852, we find John Cannell of Douglas, who headed on horseback to go round the 17 parishes. The following year, he did the same on foot, so the first finisher, 15 hours he took. Now, in 1976, I spoke to someone who was proving to be one of the most successful parish walkers ever. By coincidence, his name was John Cannell.
The real lonely part is really about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. This is when it really, at your lowest ebb, really. And of course, late this year, it's starting later in the evening, starting at 6 o'clock now.
Presumably to take in the cup final.
Yes, I believe, yeah.
What do you regard as the worst patch?
Personally, the worst patch for me is between, say, Peel and Kirkmichael. It's a bit of a lonely stretch. Up north, I don't mind, but it's quite a long stretch from, say, Jerby to Bride. It's 7 miles.
Must be nice to turn the corner at the top and head for home.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
mind you, the long, long... Well, how far is it from the top back to Douglas?
From Mackles, it's about 15 miles.
Do you have to steel yourself each year to put in that entry form and put your £1 down?
Yes, I think so.
It's a bit of an effort.
Yes, yeah.
Now, I want to talk about... there have been about 60 finishes, I think, in the history of it.
Yes.
There's only been one time when one person has finished.
Yes, Steve Gardner in 1977.
He's been described as a walking machine.
Yes.
Think that's accurate?
Yes, I believe. I think it is. He's a great man, Steve.
He's like the Mississippi. He just keeps going on and on, doesn't he?
Yeah.